This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. We got a big hour and it starts huge. We are going to be talking to the coach at 8:30 today, but out of line right now is one of the star leaders on the Eagles, Brandon Graham. His call is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looked so good, and neither did the Eagles. Brandon Graham's here. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, man. Good morning.
Well, congratulations. And I just got to know, because whenever I think of the Super Bowl, I think of you 5 years ago, Brandon. What's it like going back?
You know what? Second time around, you kind of, you know how it is when you have a second year with a coach. You don't have to spend time trying to figure out what's going to happen and all that. You kind of know what's going to go on, so you're going to be a little more prepared than you was the last time. So, man, I'm so excited just to get that ready because, man, it's a lot of fun, definitely during the week.
Hey, were you nervous before the Niner game?
I was, man. I ain't gonna lie. I got a lot of respect for that team. I know who they, you know, the coaches are. You know, I've been a part of some of the guys on the field. I know the fight that they have, man. Them boys, they play hard. They got us to practice the best. We done practicing, you know, all year because of how much respect we have for that team and what they showed on film.
Yeah, they're a very good team, but it seemed to us the weak spot, Brandon, was having a rookie quarterback who was drafted in the seventh round. Going into the game, was the plan get in his face, make him uncomfortable?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you know, when you have a quarterback, you know, that haven't really, you know, faced our rush, because, you know, you look at other people's rushes and then you look at what we've done this year, and all we had to do was be us. That's what we talked about. We was like, you know, we don't think that, you know, he saw a rush like that, and we got to go out there and prove it and about how we rush. And I think we did that. Hassan started the party. He's been doing it all year, man. Excited for him to be on our team, man. Can't wait to see what he do on this Super Bowl. Sweaty and the guys, I mean, we just all just feed off each other trying to make sure that we do our job and play together, man. And I think that it always starts up front, so we had to make sure we showed up.
Oh, your line was phenomenal all year. I'm just curious with Reddick. When did you know that was a fumble in the moment, Brandon, or did you need to see the replay? Because that was a big challenge by Nick that he got the refs to look at that. I'm wondering if you guys knew right away that Purdy had fumbled it.
Oh yeah, we knew just on how it just had to delay the way he threw it up. But I was so happy, LJ. Well, we practice all the time, scoop that ball up. That's some little things, man, that, you know, tend to go unnoticed. Like just making sure that you got them habits of picking that ball up every time because you do. As you see, if the 49ers would have recovered that ball, it was a fumble, they'd have got that ball back. So, man, everybody played their part. They played their role. And, man, we wasn't going to be denied this weekend because, man, it was definitely on our mind the whole game to make sure that we kept policing each other and doing our job.
Hey, Brandon, you're one of the top 10 pass rushers in Eagles history. Can you explain to us why Hassan Reddick is so effective? He's a much different pass rusher than you are. What makes him so successful?
Man, he's strong, fast. I mean, he puts his body in some of the positions where I'm like, woo, that boy is nice. You know what I'm saying? I love watching him play. You know, him and Sweaty together. Being out there, them boys are quick, fast, and, you know, not scared to go down somebody, you know, face, because you need that as a D-line. You need to be able to have a bull rush and, on top of that, you know, be able to have that perseverance through the rush, because when certain things don't work, you got to go straight to a different move, and this counter moves is just as good as his first. So, man, I just know that he works hard every day. I see him, you know, front and center, and I know that's why he's balling, because he bring it every day.
All right, now, Brandon, Purdy gets hurt. They got Johnson in, but then he gets hurt. Once Purdy was out, do you guys change your approach? Do you get more aggressive? Do you not be concerned because the pass isn't such a big factor? What are you guys thinking after Purdy leaves?
Hello? Oh, yeah, there we go. There we go. I think I got.
All right. We apparently it was not that tough a question. But we will get him back in a second.
He just lost the signal, that's all.
It was funny because I was very excited to ask that. I wanted to know. Because me, I'm as a fan, I'm watching that moment, and I'm saying to myself, oh, go get this guy. The guy that comes in, Rhea,
Josh Johnson.
He had been on 13 teams.
Yes, when somebody held up their phone and showed me every team that he went on, I go, they cannot possibly lose this game.
Every league.
But
yes, every league.
But it got even better for the Eagles because then he got knocked out and they had no one to throw the football. What are the odds? He is back with us. I restate the question. Brandon, we lost you there for a second. Brandon, once Purdy went out, how did that change the thinking of the defense?
Well, you know, Josh Johnson came in and we was all talking about, oh man, how we didn't expect him to get in. And so we was just talking about, you know, how does he like to escape in the pocket? How does he, you know, what does he do? Is he a run first quarterback or is he a run the pass or, you know, just stay in the pocket? So we know we was going over that because that matters in a game like that where they're trying to hit us around the edge, and we know they like quarterback runs and all that stuff too. So we just was, you know, I feel like on the sideline corrections of trying to see who's our personnel and what he does well, I think we adjusted to that real good, man, and we just made sure that we just rushed. We just did what we did and made sure we made it hard for him.
I'll say this, though. It was still tense for a few minutes because that McCaffrey, Brandon, ooh, how hard is he to bring down?
Man, he got some good balance. I will say, I thought he was down, honestly. And next thing you know, I just seen that he just was gone. I was like, wow. You know, because I was in on that play. And it was just like, yeah, McCaffrey special for sure. I see why he's, you know, he went top 10 and you know, he's a top 10 back. Well, top five back, and, man, he's definitely one of those guys that got good balance.
All right, so, Brandon, the game is over. The fans are going crazy. You look around. What do you feel going back 5 years later, going back to the big game? What's your emotion in that moment?
Wow. Some guys never get to this moment again in their career. I know Selleck went his first year, and then he told me he ain't go back until we went back and we won it all. And it's like, man, I don't take this for granted at all because within the first 8 years of my career, well, first 7 years of my career, we ain't do nothing. And then we go, bam, we go all the way. And then 5 more years after that, I'm back. You know, still kicking, still playing, too, at a high level. So, man, that makes me smile even more because, you know, to be able to play in these Super Bowls, man, it's something real special, definitely special.
Can you compare for us, Brandon, the atmosphere around this team, the closeness of this team, and the one that won the championship 5 years ago?
Well, I can tell you this. We all hate that we just got 2 more weeks left with each other. So we just trying to make the best of it because it really has been fun. It's been a great time. And I'm going to make sure we extend that time with a win and then a party in June. So we have a couple more months together or a whole bunch of other months together. But we can party together. So we got to finish the job, though.
Do you think it's a benefit that you've already been there? I mean, you got the leaders on this team have been there. They understand the distractions. They know what the schedule is. It's different. Is that a benefit because you've already experienced it?
Oh, yeah, it is a benefit. And what it is you got to make practice about practice. You got to make sure that you still bring that intensity that you had going into it, trying to get to the Super Bowl. And now it's here. There's no point of, you know, going backwards. We got to stay forward. We're going to have fun during the week, for sure. But it's more about what we do in between those white lines when it's time. Because I can't be having you out here feeling a certain way because of last night when you know the job is to get it done. You know, and I don't think we got that problem. You know, people do what they do. We all got our own battles that we facing. But at the end of the day, practice need to be how it's been because that's what show up out there on that field.
All right, last thing, Brandon. I asked Jason Kelce this last week. I'm very curious at the answer. Let's say you win another Super Bowl. Would that have any effect on your decision whether to keep playing?
Would it have an effect on you?
No, I'm leaving. No, he got me out. No, I'm leaving either way, Brandon. How about you? Yeah, you're staying either way. Is that right?
Hey, we running it back, baby. You know me.
You got me, Brandon. You got me. Hey, Brandon, nothing but good luck, my friend. You've been awesome. What a career you've had. Thank you, Brandon.
Hey, man, what's a better way to go out for you, you know, going against the coach that you used to go off on all the time and still probably going off? So, man, we're going to try to make you go off into the sunset real nice.
Brandon, that is so beautiful. Thank you. You made my day, my friend. Thank you.
Congrats on a hell of a career.
Brandon Graham, my friend.